This is The Platform, a weekly opportunity for the sharing of information and concerns on issues impacting South Florida. The opinions expressed on The Platform are not necessarily those of this radio station or the employees and advertisers of Cox Radio Miami. I'm your host, Steve Soto, and this week we're speaking with Lawrence Cetalucci with an alternative to traffic school. You know, it's not very fun. Here's probably a different way to go through it. All right, Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure joining you guys.
Traffic school. Everybody. I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting somebody who's done this or gotten a ticket. And it's just one of the scourges of society, I seem to think. It's right up there with, you know, driver's license renewal, I think.
That's right. You know, the great thing about it, though, is we're trying to take a little bit of the sting out of having to deal with some of our products.
And give me an example here.
Well, you know, traffic safety consultants, we've been around for 30 years. We operate in multiple states. We try to combine a little bit of comedy with all of the traffic safety products that we release. Majority of our products are, you know, classroom-oriented, or you can rent some of our great videos, Funny in Florida Now is the newest video in Florida. And it combines lots of crazy characters doing oddball things, while also trying to, you know, get across the safety methods and, you know, safe driving techniques. But the newest thing we have now, actually, which is a great convenience now to the drivers of Florida, is our traffic school book. That's also interspersed with lots of different comedy jokes and comical situations, while also trying to get across the driving safety method, because that's the most important aspect here. But, you know, we sort of combined it up and broke it down into some chapters, and you can take the book with you anywhere, go to the beach, you know, if you're standing in line at the grocery store or, you know, waiting at an airport, you can now complete traffic school.
Well, we were going to say, you did mention, like, you know, fun and games and jokes and stuff, but seriously, this thing has gone through tremendous scrutiny by the state to make sure it's up to par and it gets the real message of safety across, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, comedy is we try to combine comedy because we feel if we try to engage the students, you know, by incorporating some comedy into the method of teaching traffic safety, the students will feel more engaged and more likely to retain the information and participate in the learning process. But by all means, you know, all of our traffic safety products stress very heavily, you know, the importance of driving safety, good driving techniques, and, you know, how to, you know, I mean, the main thing, of course, is trying to, you know, save lives out there on the U.S. highways.
Well, that's just to alleviate anyone's fears of, like, oh, great, another joke thing. No, this is serious business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. By all means.
Okay, well, we know there's a lot of different kind of like traffic schools out there. You know, if you look in any newspaper, there's like chocolate lovers and there's music lovers traffic school tons of comedy traffic schools. What sets this one apart?
Well, you know, I think, you know, being the leader in traffic safety, which we have been now for 30 years, you know, we operate, as I mentioned, in multiple states, I think it's the quality of the products that we bring, the quality of the material that we bring to either your classroom or to the products that you can purchase from the company. You can, you know, as I mentioned, you can rent a video. You can also get our newest book. And the difference is, you know, the emphasis that we place on trying to engage the student, you know, to participate in the process that's taking place, you know, learning about traffic safety, updating them on the newest laws in the state, teaching them safe driving techniques. And all that sounds, you know, very cut and dry type material. And, you know, and the learning process, it takes place whether you're in the classroom or watching the video or reading the book. But, you know, it helps if you feel you're engaged in it. You know, and the great thing about the book is that you can always keep it at the house. It's a learning tool that you can keep with you. You can, you know, teach your kids if you've got a teenager at the house.
It's good, not to interrupt you, it's good for the starting out first-time driver.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's filled not only with, you know, the driving techniques, you know, that you want to pass on to your children, but also rules of the road that you need to learn in the state of Florida, driving techniques if you're in, you know, situations, driving at night, driving on expressways, things like that. Absolutely. You can always use it as a reference guide, too.
Especially for,
going to a classroom or renting a video, you're certainly not going to go through and try to scan through a four-hour video to try and find the information you're looking for. The book, you can access it immediately. Go right to the chapter on expressway driving or driving on hills or driving in bad weather situations or driving at night.
So it's easily organized for those of us who took our initial driving test, some would say decades with an S on the end ago.
Absolutely. It's a great refresher course.
Because, well, I just recently, this past summer, renewed my license, and the only thing that I had to do was identify 12 correct stop signs, or 12 correct traffic signs. And what does this sign mean?
Right. You know, and that's also covered in the book. You know, that's always good to always kind of refresh your driving techniques once in a while as well. And as I mentioned, it's great for when you've got kids in the house too, especially those with teenagers, coming up, and they're going to start, driving. And I know that's one of the parents, nightmares is going to, involve when you have a teenage driver in the house. Am I teaching my child safe driving techniques, or where are they picking up their techniques at? That's the great thing about having a book, is when you've got teenagers in the house and they're about to drive, parents get very nervous about that. How do I teach my kid safe driving techniques, or what if I have to point out a rule of the road, or those signs you're talking about all the time, they're always going to come across. This is a great reference point. They can pick it up, you can bring it with you, you can quiz your kids in the car. Not that they're going to be happy about it, but it certainly helps them out.
Well, that's why I was bringing that up, because I had to go and actually take the eye test and identify the signs and all that. There's a lot of people that haven't set foot in a driver's license office here in Florida in years. There's some people that get their renewals by the mail or the internet. And these are people that probably would benefit greatly from visiting your website, trafficschoolbook.com, or just taking a look at this.
I agree. It always helps. I haven't been into the DMV or retaken my exam since I was 16 years old, and I think that's probably the case with a lot of people. I think a lot of people are primarily safe drivers, but they're always, but I think for the most part, statistics show that in an average week, most people break one or more traffic safety laws just driving to work, rolling through a stop sign, making it, driving, a little bit over the speed limit, things like that. And so this is a great refresher course. If you do happen to get pulled over by that nice officer when you wanted to stop at the stop sign, or you thought about stopping at the stop sign, or didn't quite get around to stopping at that stop sign, and the nice officer pulls you over and issues you the ticket, it's a great way to get your traffic school completed to the state.
And it is completely certified by the state, and that's the thing you said, that you can actually do this on your own. How long would it take you to complete the course?
Well, the state of Florida actually requires a four-hour minimum, regardless of the type of modality you take. So if you're going to go sit in a classroom for 4 hours or rent a video, or even if you go online to an internet course, it's a timed course. So that was actually our biggest challenge, was to figure out, well, if you've got a book, how do you really time someone in their reading on the book? So what we devised was a way that between the start and end of each of our chapters in the book, and there are five chapters, you go ahead and give us a call on a toll-free line, or you can even log right onto our website, www.trafficschoolbook.com, and note that you're starting the course or that you've completed the course. Very simple. And that logs your time. The state requires 4 hours, so the average time in between all your start and stop calls really adds no more than about 3 minutes to your entire process.
No, but you can pause it if you take it online, if the phone rings or the young one's screaming there or something.
Sure, absolutely. The good thing about the book is that once you make your start call, you can call us back any time after you finished your time requirement. Divided into about five chapters, so each chapter is about 42 to 45 minutes long. And you go ahead and give us a call and say, listen, hey, TravisSchoolBook.com, I'm starting chapter 3, go ahead and start my timer. You call us back any time after 42 minutes, and you get credit for your chapter.
Oh,
so you can take it out by the book, whether you can take it out by the pool, walk it down to the park with the kids. You're standing in line at the airport. What a great time to finish traffic school.
Well, that's the good thing about this. You can go at your own pace, but it gives you options. Like, okay, let's say you're one of those time-stealing weasels at work who's not really putting in a full day. You can knock out a chapter or two at work, or...
You sure could.
Or, you could take the book to the beach, like you said. It's just whatever fits in your lifestyle.
Absolutely. We find in coming up with the book, since we sell lots of traffic safety books in throughout the rest of the states that we operate in, but Florida didn't have a traffic safety book. And we thought, well, that's really sort of a disadvantage for the drivers there. This way, because everybody's busy, everybody's on the go. I travel all the time for my work. And I spend, a good 5 or 6 hours a week just sitting in airports, in different parts of the state.
I don't envy you at all.
I know, right? But, however, while I'm waiting in line, or I'm waiting, for my flight to come along, I can finish up one of my chapters on Traffic School Book. In fact, I was on a flight from California going to Orlando, and I noticed a woman in the seat next to me. She was actually taking Traffic School via one of our Traffic School Books.
Oh, that kind of had to warm your heart there a little bit.
Absolutely. It's great to see that, people are actually taking advantage of the time when, what would you be doing otherwise? You know, why not complete your traffic school course?
And helping out your fellow man, so to speak.
There you are, exactly. That's what it's all
right,
about.
So earlier you mentioned it's quite fun and exciting and humorous. We're not going to hear terrible, corny jokes in this, are we?
No, the jokes, there's always a difference in the modality in which you take the traffic school. Now, obviously, you know, if you're taking it in a classroom and you've got a live instructor and he's sort of doing his little shtick, or you read one of our videos, which there are seven, crazy characters doing all sorts of odd little things, Dr. Automobile, Dr. Eric von Drivenheimer, so those types of products, traffic school safety products, are able to engage the comedy method a little bit more. But the book is great. It allows you to, read through all the traffic safety material, and then every once in a while when you think, geez, I don't know if I can read enough about another stop sign, we toss in a little traffic safety joke. Sort of lightens the mood, breaks up the whole process for you a bit, and, gets you back on track.
So it's kind of like when you watch the video, is it sort of like a sitcom kind of thing, or watching something on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network, so to speak?
We have, as I mentioned, there's seven different characters. Each of the characters covers a different traffic safety process. Dr. Eric von Drivenheimer discusses, rules of the road. Dr. Automobile maybe discusses, the impact of driving and fatigue, on the roads and highways. You've got the traffic school student who pretends to be a student, with how he takes his message, and so that's great. It's lots of different crazy characters doing oddball things. However, you're also learning at the same time you're laughing.
Oh, the dreaded L word, but that's the whole reason we want to encourage everyone. Hey, even if you don't have a ticket, hey, why not get a refresher course just for your own safety and the safety of all of us here in South Florida?
Absolutely, by all means.
And
in the video and the book, two great ways to do that.
And like I said, anybody down here can tell you about the driving because it's just crazy insane. And if everyone does their little part, so to speak, and remember, don't cut people off and swerve in lanes without signaling. If you do just your little bit, hey, if you don't get a ticket for X amount of years, doesn't your insurance go down? Doesn't less likely to cause an accident, so to speak? I mean, there's so many benefits to doing this.
Absolutely, and remember, in traffic school, if you're cited for, a citation in the state of Florida, by going to traffic school, you can also help to reduce your penalties by about 18% for most of your counties. So, if you're looking at, you're facing a $200 fine, and you can reduce your fine by 18% just by going to traffic school, well, that's another benefit as well. That'll save you some money out of your pocket. We all know we're all trying to, save today, so not only does traffic school, help in reducing, your insurance, which can be impacted if you've got a point or two on your record, it also helps to reduce the penalties. If you actually get that traffic ticket, if you choose the option to go into traffic school, it helps to reduce your penalties by about 18%.
And the book and video and online thing are very easy to get to and very easy to get, right?
Absolutely. You can dial the toll-free number, 1-800-252-9951. Or you can actually just log right on to funnyinflorida.com. You can order any of the safety products. You can register for a class, order the video. You can even get the book. Or just go right to trafficsafetybook.com, trafficschoolbook.com at www.trafficschoolbook.com. Easy enough.
Sounds good.
Well, as I said before, if you're looking to get traffic school done and you're a person who's got a lot on their plate, like we all are today, you got kids, family, things that work, it's always great to be able to try to get traffic school done while you're taking care of your own things. So
yeah, so just log on to trafficschoolbook.com or funnyinflorida.com. Then take care of it, get you refreshed, back up on the road safely, and safety for everyone else. And drive carefully out there. Thanks a lot, Lawrence.